According to statistics, criminality among Czech youth has been decreasing. In general, children under the age of 15 committed fewer serious crimes, such as murder, in year 2005. On the other hand, the number of other offences, for example cases of pickpocketing by children, rose by some 200 cases. Stealing money or valuables is often the only way for children from poorer homes to obtain money, but for some it doesn't stop at that. Unfortunately, some of them go as far as a murder. Whether their reasons for killing are purely materialistic or whether it is a deviation, these child killers are not punishable. At least under the criminal code, they cannot be punished as adults. Instead, they are sent to special institutions. Some 2 years back, serious delinquents in various institutes mixed with children who hadn't committed major crimes, and critics argued that their regime was too loose to properly punish or change their behavior. Many in the public, as well as professionals, called for a change. The change came in the summer of 2005, when the first institution for so-called child killers opened its doors in the Czech Republic. Not surprisingly, there were no volunteers, and when the Minister of Education picked the institution in Boletice near Děčín, which had been taking care of young offenders for many years, its director Jaroslav Žejdl didn't object.
Reakce okolí byly rozdílné, tak jako je rozdílná společnost, že pár jedinců.
Reactions of people living nearby were varied. Society itself is very varied. Some individuals were afraid that their lives would be in danger. But there were also those who realized that these kind of kids have to be isolated, and in this way it would also protect society.
Tím byla také zabezpečena ochrana společnosti.
Offenders live on the top floor of the building, isolated from youngsters downstairs, who, in comparison with inhabitants of the top floor, didn't commit serious crimes. Those two groups don't meet.
Oni jsou nepotrestatelní. Oni, i když by někoho zabili, tak jako by nic neudělali nikdy. Mají pouze ochranu.
It's not possible to treat them as adults because they're not 15 yet. Even if they killed somebody at that age, they wouldn't be punished as adults. They would be sent to an institution with protective care, and after they leave at the age of 18, or sometimes earlier in cases when the court decides that they get out early for good behavior, they start from scratch as if they had never committed any crime. Their criminal record is clear. If you committed a crime as a minor in the Czech Republic, you wouldn't be punished either. The highest punishment, quote unquote, is protective care.
Nejvyšším trestem v uvozovkách je tedy nařízení ochranné výchovy.
Director Jaroslav Žejdl. Most of his clients come from incomplete families that fail to teach their children the right morals. Jaroslav Žejdl is positive that these children can change for better. Unfortunately, it is impossible to track them down once they leave their care.
To jsou velice omezené možnosti, protože existuje ochrana dat, takže my v podstatě se ani ze zákona nesmíme.
We are very restricted because of legislation on data protection. We're not allowed to ask police or the municipal authorities about the whereabouts of our clients. And that is the end of our influence and of our efforts. We're not able to find out whether they got married, whether they have established families, whether they lead a normal life, and whether they lead a good life. It is a shame, a big shame. We're only left to guess. About 50% of them integrate with society, and about 30% end up in prisons.
Nejméně 30% jich skončí ve výkonu trestu.
But some of them do come back to report on their successes. We walk up the stairs through locked doors into a corridor where I'm handing to Radek, a strong-looking correction officer. The atmosphere is pretty relaxed. It is Friday afternoon and boys are playing guitar. Rooms, each for two, are bare of people, and also furniture. There are only two beds in each. Everything else is stored in wardrobes in corridors.
Vidíte, tady jsou okna, samozřejmě s nerozbitným sklem.
As you see, these are unbreakable windows, says Radek as we walk into a room. There is a day and night light. The night light allows us to see, but clients can sleep. We use those peepholes indoors. We check on them every 15 minutes, since we have to know what they are up to at all times.
Taky vlastně takové sklo, tak aby bylo vidět, co chlapec dělá. Takže tady máme tři sprchy, není to klasický sprchový kol.
These are showers. They are not usual, but built into walls. Boys take showers one at a time, because unwanted physical contact is very likely, says Radek, and we move on to the classroom. As we walk down the corridor, boys look at us with respect. Most of them regret what they have done and are planning to lead a normal life. Their daily regime, which includes sessions with psychologists, therapists, should help them. Radek explains how it works in the modern equipped classroom.
Vyučovací hodina probíhá tak, že zde zase učitel, který dochází z naší školy.
Lessons are taught by a teacher that comes in from the institute downstairs. The teacher is always accompanied by a correction officer who makes sure that children obey, says Radek.
U dětí takzvaných zvláštňáků, kteří mají individuální programy, pomáhá pedagogům.
Those children who lag behind get extra attention. A correction officer explains what is needed. For example, reading, writing, maths. It enables the child to catch up later on.
A mohl takzvaně naskočit do toho, tak aby se doučil ty zanedbané věci.
Já se jmenuji Honza Patkáň, jsem ze Šluknova, jim 15
let. This is 15-year-old Honza, one of the institution's inhabitants. We sit down in the classroom. Radek pays attention to Honza's words more than his behavior. As I have been told, he likes lying. I do wonder how this rather shy-looking boy could be dangerous to society and himself.
Chování bez problémů, i tu toho, co jsem udělal. Utíkal jsem z domova, že jo? Protože jsem se potom neměl moc rád s vlastním otcem.
I used to run away from home because I didn't like my stepfather. I got involved with the wrong kind of people, and after I got used to hanging out with them, I started to do drugs. At first it was toluene, and in the end, heroin. I got hepatitis C, and I'm still getting over it. I'm very sorry about it. And if I had known, I wouldn't have done it.
Kdybych věděl, že takhle dopadnu, tak si ty drogy neberu a...
There is always someone else to blame, but Radek at least believes that this boy will make it. Apparently, he is a hardworking, skilled and good kid. A kid who stole plenty of cars and attacked several people. Honza tries to make it sound as if it was not his fault.
Well, I'm not sure how to put it. I didn't attack anyone in a way that I would have killed him, but I did hurt two people quite seriously, and they had to go to hospital. The reason was racism. I was just defending myself. On the one hand, I was angry with myself, and I was fighting with withdrawal symptoms. One man was talking about gypsies in a bad way, so I jumped on him and I sent him to hospital. But I'm very sorry about it.
V první řadě musí tam být hodně trpělivosti.
The correction officer Radek concludes that first of all you have to be very patient, self-controlled and have empathy to work with these children. Anyone who works here has to have feelings for these kids, although it might sound like a paradox.
Člověk bez citů tady pracovat nebude, že to zní paradoxně.
And panorama with